Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So the Tories have got another puppet leader. That's three puppet leaders in 8 weeks. It's an ever-changing puppet carousel wheel. How long will this one stay for? Is he really Prime Minister? Is it really a political party? Are you sure? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, no, it isn't. I don't even know why Liz Truss left. I'm not even paying attention to the details. I'm just hoping that some people start to realise it's all about trying to engage your mind. Desperate attempts they are to get the public to continue to be attached to the Babylonian system, the left-hand, right-hand path, Hegelian dialectic mind control system, a system that I believe people need to switch off from and get out of. So Rishi Sunak was voted the PM yesterday, and of course he gave one of his charismatic, impassioned speeches, as every good leader should. Check this out, and the long, weird stare at the end.
I will work day in, day out, to deliver for the British people. For the British people.
So has he got his socks on too tight? Is he an automaton? A Decepticon? Do you wind him up at the back? What is it with some of these politicians? They sound like they are from a production line. How dull and lifeless can someone be? Is he scared? I mean, he looks a bit scared. He has that rabbit in the headlights, dumbfounded look about him. Has he got a soul? How can someone be so robotic? Do you think that Rishi Sunak has any Holy Spirit in him? Or is he a vacuous vessel of the establishment? Has he been MK Ultra'd? I don't know. All I know is it's all a load of gobbledygook. Looking at the details, Rishi Sunak, of course, is another World Economic Forum member.